Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the seventh week of Easter, and from Malta we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost lives in Valletta, and his preaching today is entitled, That They May Be One.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, My prayer is not for these only. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. The Word of God. When John was writing about the Last Supper, a farewell meal of Jesus with his disciples, he chose not to write about the institution of the Holy Eucharist, because the other Gospel writers reported it. John chose to give us the discourse that Jesus spoke to his disciples, during which he also spoke about the way God expects us to come to him in the Eucharist. Here I quote Christ's words from the Sermon of the Mount as reported by Matthew. If you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. John wrote about Jesus washing the apostles' feet, about Jesus predicting the betrayal of one of the chosen, and about Peter's denial. Then Jesus comforts his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, he told them. He then prayed for them. What St. Augustine said about Christ's prayer is interesting. He said, Our Lord, in the form of a servant, could have prayed in silence had he pleased. But he remembered that he had not only to pray, but to teach. For not only his discourse, but his prayer also was for his disciples' edification. Yes, and for ours who read the same. I can imagine the effect Christ's words had on his disciples when he told his Father, Father, they are your gift to me. I love Christ's words of encouragement. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. These words brought immense peace to me when still a young Dominican priest, I was questioning my vocation. And the devil, always a tempter, was telling me, You are a sinner, you are unworthy, you should leave. But Jesus, always a savior, was telling me, Yes, you are a sinner, but don't be afraid, come to me and I will give you rest. I told myself, if God, knowing my limitations, my mistakes and my sins, chose to call me to be a Dominican. Why should I let the devil discourage me? Knowing me, God took the risk and told me, follow me. I can only thank him, and I have been trying to follow him ever since. How encouraging are these words. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory. The glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. He did not say, I wish, I desire, I pray. He said, I want. That's a strong word. I want them to be with me where I am. And he was not saying this only to his disciples of old. He said, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. He was praying for you and for me, for each one of us. And his prayer is still valid today, now. For Jesus is alive and knows no limits of time and space. What is he asking of us? Love. That we may be one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. What is he asking for us? Paradise. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory. Earlier he told his disciples, in my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Jesus told his disciples, past and present, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. You are the branches. Remain in my love. This comes to tell us that the Father's love will never falter, and that we should do our best not to refuse, not to abandon this love. Our love for God and for one another, without any distinction, is what keeps us alive, happy, and fruitful here on earth. This love, even though many a time it is weak, is the love we have and which God asks us to offer him. It nourishes our sure hope that one day Jesus Christ himself will take us to see his Father face to face in heaven. Jesus told us all, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly, starting here on earth.